Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Mark Boyd, reading What the Arborist Hears by Michel Bombardier. The trees are battleship gray to my colorblind son. The winter sky, same as summer to him, only darker, more viscous. He feels how the air holds clouds we can't yet see, how near the rain is, how many hours he has to belay then rappel himself from the cathedral height of the cedars and firs before the dark closes in and the trees pull into the winter sky. Like a jockey or long-distance runner, being small and strong is esteemed for a climber. He needs to be able to hold on, to endure. He says if there's one thing he's learned is to ask the tree for permission first before the throw of line, held and secured, before the grip and embrace, the pull up and into the canopy, that foreign land. He says the birds announce his arrival there. He has learned warning from welcome. Only when a tree has to come down does he wear his spurs. Even then, he regrets the tearing. The birds, he says, have a different song around the spurs. And the time he had to take down the dying old cedar, known as grandfather, they were silent. He asked the old cedar before he made the first cut, waited, until the oldest person on the ground gave him the nod. This poem by Michel Bombardier is published in her book, What We Do. The book is published by Kelsey Books, and I'm Mark Boyd.